join Tim and Christina Madden, co-founders of Executive Career Upgrades, on their podcast, The Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. As an executive in today's highly competitive job market, it can be tough to succeed. However, with Tim's nationally recognized career advice and Christina's mindset expertise, you can reach your full potential. Tune in to upgrade your career and get ahead of the competition.
All right, welcome to...
Okay, let me get closer. Welcome to the Executive Career Upgrades Podcast. If you are tuning in live right now, we are your co-hosts, Tim and Christina Madden with Exec Upgrades, where we help professionals get the job, keep the job, and be successful at the job. And so far, we've had so much tremendous success. But if you are tuning in live, if you're not tuning in live and you're listening to Apple or Spotify, we got a bunch of balloons behind us. Christina, what are all of these balloons? It says 100K.
If you guys have been around a while, you know I like to celebrate milestones with balloons. And you probably can't tell, but it's 100K. There's a K back here. 100,000 followers on Instagram. 100,000 followers on Instagram. Like, amazing, you guys. We started out with 5,000 followers this past January of this year. So we've just had tremendous growth. And I want to thank everybody listening that's followed us over there on that platform. If you don't, it's Executive Career Upgrades. That's our Instagram handle. And what you'd want to hang out there for is corporate humor, guys. The reels go mega viral over there, so I know you're enjoying them. You can send them to your coworkers and have very inappropriate work humor. And
Well, we had one. I think it got, we have to talk about this one. It got 74 million views. It got 700,000 likes and 250,000 shares. And it was, if you remember, Rose from the Titanic, right? And the text on the video said,
Says things will get better soon.
Yeah, when your boss says things will get better soon is the text. And then it had Rose there who's saying she's old,
it's
she's
been
a grandmother.
84 years. Yeah,
it's been 84 years.
You know that, that famous part of the movie when she's at the end of the movie, you guys know, because mm-hmm. It's been 84 years. So if things are not getting better in your career and in your job search, don't be like Rose. Don't wait 84 years. You'll be dead. Head on over to executivegrades.com/podcast and book a call with our team, and don't be like Rose.
Exactly. Hey, also exciting news. We can't tell you like the numbers and stuff. We have to wait a couple days, but we made the E5000 list.
Woo-hoo!
Again. And what is crazy is the number we can't share it of companies that sell products to businesses or consumers. We were tremendously, so huge congrats. This isn't just the Tim and Christina Madden show. This is a huge congrats to the whole ECU team, the advisors, our enrollment team, marketing, customers, all the wins.
Wow. Thank you to our customers and everybody who's been so loyal over the years, guys. And thank you for trusting us and doing business with us and partnering with us. Been huge, and these milestones are so important to us. You know, I'm a big milestone person.
Don't pop those balloons.
I know.
Now that would be funny. Alex is here recording this. Alex, be sure to get that on camera if Christina's popping the balloons. So hey,
they're too sturdy.
Now, thank you so much for being a part of our community and tuning in today. If you haven't left us a review over on Apple Podcasts, please go do that. We're trying to be on our vision board to be a top 100 podcast. Well, we need your support on that so we can keep bringing you quality content every single week. And that's what we're going to get into today. I don't know. We talk about this a lot.
This is our jam.
We know so many people struggle with this and can never overcome it. But you know what's funny is you think that when you get to some level, stuff's going to magically change and you're not going to be worried about self-doubt and confidence and all of these things. But the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, it really does never go away. It never goes away. So I know some of you are, you know, it's funny because we work with a lot of clients here. If you're in our career program, I know here's what happens. You're like, I just can't wait till I get the job, right? Mm. And then the next thing is, you get the job. I just can't wait till I get my first few months down. This is overwhelming, and I don't know how they operate, and I haven't met my team, and I just wish I could speed it up because it's so stressful. Then it's always, right? So, hey, today we're talking about self-doubt because overcoming self-doubt is a common challenge, especially for those in leadership roles or you're looking for your next opportunities. We're going to talk about some strategies that can help today, because I do know a lot of people struggle with it. Do you want to kick us off, Christina?
Sure. Well, guys, as you probably know, I wrote an entire book about this, The Fearless Executive. I don't have a copy in front of me, but it's available on Amazon for just a few dollars. And that entire book is written about fear and self-doubt. In fact, we might change our podcast to that name. We got some advice. I'm going to do a survey, a community survey, The Fearless Executive. And my big, spoiler alert in the beginning of that book is like, hey, if you pick this up thinking this is going to teach you how to make fear go away, you're wrong. Fear never goes away. You just learn how to coexist with it and use it to your advantage and learn how to work through it. Well, this podcast is about overcoming self-doubt and pursuing what you really want. And we talk a lot about self-doubt, and I have plenty of tips to help you overcome that. But the big question is, have you ever actually slowed down to ask yourself, what do I really want?
So many people are trying to, they're frustrated. They're not where they want to be, right? This is the funniest thing. Are you ready? How much we're in our minds all the time. People are frustrated that they're not where they want to be. And the funny thing is they don't even truly specifically know where they want to be.
Yeah.
Talk about like, not being able to solve a problem ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people don't know what they want. That's why we have clarity sessions and mindset sessions and helping people really take time to uncover what they want. You just can't even imagine how many people want to rush through that conversation thinking it's like fluffy or woo-woo or whatever. And it's like, well, no, we have to decide what it is you want. Who are you? You know, who are you outside of you know, being a dad or a mom or whatever. And what are your core values? What are your interests and what are your passions? So a few ways, what I know about pursuing what you really want is it does require two things that people never really want to do, which is planning and then consistently taking action towards something, right? Like this information doesn't really fall out of the sky. For some people it is this big aha spiritual moment. Oh, that's what I want. That's what my passion and purpose is. Like, oh, it's so clear now to me. And some people do have those big moments, right? But that's not how it was for me or for Tim or for most of the people I know that are extremely successful. It was saying, okay, hey, I'm going to choose this one skill that I'm going to really get really good at. Or like, hey, here's the target for something new I want to go after. And then taking consistent action toward that thing. And through that process, you begin to have some degree of self-discovery. You start to sharpen like who you are. You start to realize what's most important to you. What kind of people do you want to be around? What, you know, habits are you going to have every day?
Well, I want to talk about two things. If you're taking notes, here's the biggest one I want to go over. It's so important, right? Is because I heard one of our mentors say it a couple months ago. And he said, if you don't know exactly where you're going, you are going to get lost, period. So a lot of people are on this journey right now and they don't even know truly where they're going. They think like a job seeker, right? They're like, I just want to get into the next opportunity. Mm-hmm. That's like putting in a map quest and saying, I want to go to Georgia, right? Mm-hmm. Georgia's a pretty big place, right? So the more specific you can be about, okay, just popped up. The more specific you can be of, hey, I want to go to this town in Georgia, this street, this address, the more likely you are to reach that. And then, you know, we haven't talked about it in a while, but there's also something funny. When we start to shift our perspective, right? You have this term of like, I leveled up, remember up that funny video. And that's really what it is.
Video game.
Yeah. Whenever you can put aside something and say, you know what, I'm not going to allow this to affect me anymore. And for some reason, you're finally able to get past it. And then you can just be like, I'm a new character, right? Mm-hmm. I leveled up my character in life.
Yeah, that's the process I'm talking about, where you begin to, so moving toward that thing that you want, your GPS or whatever, that you start to have experiences that shape who you are. And that really determines what, you know, your passion is.
So, hey, let's get started, right? This is normal. Self-doubt is normal, and it's likely never going to go away. I love Christina's words. She said, hey, you have to learn how to coexist with it, right? You have to learn how to use it to your advantage. Balloons are popping away. Hey, but it always goes back to this individual I worked with a long time ago who was very high level at Apple. He was in sales, and he said, you know, he said, I'm probably one of the most successful sales leaders that's out there right now, but when it came to selling myself, I was lost, right? So the reason I want to say that is self-doubt is normal. I have that sometimes, right? So we want
to have it every single day. You just choose to move forward anyway.
Well, you really need a habit-based system. We talk about this a lot. You need habit-based systems to get you through these different things, because if it stays in your head all the time, it's impossible to get past it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. So accept that it's okay. Hey, it's okay. This is normal, right? And I do, it's one of those things for, like, you know, understanding and accepting, like, hey, I have doubt or I have fear, right? That's why we always talk about definitions being so important. I don't want to go down this road because we talk about it a lot, but hey, having courage is knowing that fear exists and then still moving past it, right? Overcoming self-doubt and say, hey, I know I'm doubting some of this stuff, but I'm just going to believe in myself because I know my value and I know I can do this.
Well, to take that a step further, just like the quote I read the team this morning from Grant Cardone, fear or self-doubt is the big indicator that you are moving likely in the right direction. Because every time you do something new or try something new or get out of your comfort zone or moving toward anything, you're going to experience that. So not only is it normal, not only can it be managed, but it is an actual key indicator that you're doing something right. I mean, that's a big mindset shift for people that are like, you know, we're indoctrinated and we're conditioned to feel fear or self-doubt or resistance. You just give up and you stop and see it every day. And you know, I'm human too. I experience that sometimes and have probably, you know, I lost like maybe 10 years to that loop. But wow, to really exercise your mind enough and get back to neutral enough that you can actually look at fear as an indicator to keep going versus, hey, I'm uncomfortable, stop and give up.
Here's my habit-based system. I want to share it with you again if you're a new listener. But every time something hard and you're fearful, I just love going back to Alex Ramosi because he says this. I love doing stuff that's fearful and hard. Do you know why? He said the first thing I think about is, hardly anyone's going to persevere enough to actually accomplish this. And so many people are going to quit. So I literally have like almost no competition. Mm-hmm. Right. And then another part of the habit-based system, also from Alex Ramosi, but I go back to besides, is also when things get hard, most people quit. Mm-hmm. Right. So I remember this all the time. So when things start to get hard, I'm like, I kind of laugh. Right. It's my habit-based system. I'm like, you know, I'm being pulled in a bunch of different directions. I have some self-doubt. Tim Madden's being stressful. Oh, geez. Oh, ha, ha, ha. This is when most people quit. This is when most people give up, tap out. Let's live an average life. Let's definitely not be extraordinary. Let's fly under the radar. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work.
Yeah,
kind of leader that you want to lead a family, a business unit, someone who gives up when things get a little bit stressful? That's not how you know, who listens to this podcast, directors, VPs, and executives. This isn't how you got there. Pull back in your memory bank all the years you've had to do hard and stressful things to get to the position that you are right now. So would it be totally bizarre to think that you're not going to have harder challenges ahead of you if you keep going down this path? is a good prediction of the future. So, hey, here's what I challenge you to do. I challenge you to think of these negative thoughts, but I want you to do it in this way. This is an exercise sometimes we do with our clients. We say, when someone has some self-doubt, maybe about, let's just, you know, talk about you don't have some degree, you don't have some certificate, you don't have experience in ABC, whatever industry. Think about this, okay? Let's say you are in front, because I was just talking to a guy yesterday, and here's what he said. He says, getting a hold of decision makers online absolutely doesn't work. I've been doing it for the past year. I haven't been successful. No one will get a hold of me. And every single position I have ever applied for or, you know, whatever happened, as soon as I got through the interview round, they already knew they were going to hire someone. So I simply asked him, you are in a court of law right now. Right? Be careful before you make a huge generalization, because what's a judge going to say if you're in a court of law? What do you have to do in court, Christina?
You have to provide evidence.
You have to provide evidence. And evidence of maybe one person and their circumstance is not really a good, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Polling indicator, right? One person, right? Because a lot of people say, man, I don't have a CPA. And almost, I'm trying to be a CFO, and every position I see, Tim says you have to be, right, have your CPA. You know, I want to know an interesting fact. If you don't know this, this is where evidence comes, right? Did you know only CPA is a certified accountant, where you have to take an exam? Do you know that only 20% of CFOs actually have that certificate that, like, everyone wants? But they don't know that. Mm-hmm. So a lot of CFOs come to us, and they're like, Tim, I don't have my CPA. I'm worried about it. We simply say, hey, did you know that less than 20% of people in those roles actually have a CPA? And they're like, I didn't know that. And they've been struggling for that over the past year, because they're like, everywhere I see, it says this and it doesn't have it. So I don't think I'm ever going to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. You know? So I would challenge you, whatever you're doing, our favorite ones are, I'm too old, I'm too experienced, I don't have whatever degree. Hey, you're in a court of law right now. What do you think of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because your fears and your doubts many times are completely irrational, you know, like they're not true. They're made up stories in our minds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So think about the evidence that you have. Like, is it true? Like, I had somebody say the other day, well, Christina, how am I going to deal with the fact that, like, nobody is hiring chief revenue officers? And I felt really bad because I actually started laughing. I guess maybe I've just done this long enough now that I'm just, well, and then I got my wits back about me, and I'm like, do you have the data to show that mm-hmm. companies, they have no need for that now? Like, you know, and so we were able to get through that pretty, you know, quickly. But yeah, you got to work on the thoughts. You got to get them back to neutral.
So another habit-based system, right? Start thinking every time you're feeling some type of way about yourself, hey, what evidence, if I'm in front of a court, and prove this to an entire country, right? Am I going to have a good, sample size? Most of the time, you won't. We like to think we're specific. We're different than everyone. You have the same challenges as everyone else. But number four, hey, you have to get with others that are on the same journey as you. Why would you, you know, you read Think and Grow Rich, book that came out 100 years ago. It said one of the biggest rules for success is called a map, which is really just being a part of a group, a community, something on the same journey. So runners do it. There's chess clubs that do it. There's card players that do it. There is, what else we got? How to apply your makeup the best way and what the best products are. There's groups around that, ladies. Right? What else do we got? There's Alcoholics Anonymous for people that are trying to do that. Around it. What else? People, so many examples.
Ryan Stuman posted this morning that he was helping somebody craft his offer around a mastermind that was specifically to help cocaine addicts in Europe overcome their cocaine addiction. And there's this whole mastermind in Europe just for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you want to be with other people on the same journey? Right?
That's the first, I mean, it took me years to get here, but that's the first thing I look for now. If I'm having, like you even said to me the other day, hey guys, and here you go. I'm going to share a moment. I, I forget exactly how this conversation went down, but I was telling you about a bunch of fear and doubt I was experiencing about certain stuff, and you were like, hey, go call with Tony Robbins, look at their high performance coach program that I haven't done a program. But anyway, so that's the first thing we look at now is, hey, for a couple of reasons, because we want to be surrounded by like-minded individuals, but also I want to be in rooms for people who have actually gotten further in the journey than I have. So that way, A, I don't have to make the same mistakes and go about it alone, but B, get like world-class advice on how to do something. So it's the ultimate hack here, guys. Like, and I think sometimes Tim and I, again, we've been doing this for a while, that we're like, oh, it's just common sense, but it doesn't occur to people out there to go get help and be with a group of people. And sometimes those things take a lot of commitment, by the way. Like our program, you know, it's a lot of commitment. A high performance coaching program, a lot of commitment. And so sometimes you have to give up certain things to fully immerse yourself in programs like that. Definitely don't be naive around it, because those people also want to be around winners. So got to be dialed in. But yeah, if you're ever feeling like, hey, I want to set a target, I want to do this new thing, the odds are stacked against me, I'm very scared, I don't know what steps I want to take, one of the first things that you can do is seek support and help in a mastermind or in a furthering education program or self-development.
So Karen said, I'm trying to pivot. I'm aiming to pivot, a small pivot in my mind, trying to land a more generalist global HR VP role compared to my current niche VP role. It's definitely taking some time. And while I know I have the skills, I'm starting to experience a little bit of doubt.
Normal, right? Mm-hmm. Normal. But now we know consistency is going to be the game for you. So what do we know about people that are pivoting a bit? Right? It's going to be about who you know, what connections you're making,
how you position yourself,
your value proposition, your mm-hmm. ability to communicate. And then from there, when you have those strategies dialed in, then it's going to be consistency at that.
Well, one part too is just seeing proof and evidence, right?
And one of the only ways to do that is moving through consistency.
So, you know, here we've seen people transfer from tech, instruction to all these different things, right? So it's good to see some of those examples sometimes, right? I know when you're in it, you don't think like anyone kind of overcame this, but then when you know, look at all of the people that have done it, or comparatively all the people that are a CFO now that don't have their CPA designation.
I would say out of like, we don't talk about this a lot, but I would say the small group of people in our community that give up the fastest, if they're going to give up or they're approaching giving up, are people who are pivoting into something like completely new or into something to what feels niche because of the doubt. Like, of course, the doubt's going to come when you're pivoting into something like completely different. So that's when the most fierce doubt arises. But then you've got Tim's suggestion, which is like, okay, yeah, well, this is when most people give up. So I have an opportunity here to stand out big time, because no one else can keep going.
Well, here's another thing too. Your confidence level has to be strong. Whether you're just going to an interview for your niche or you're pivoting. And the problem is, when you have doubt in your mind, it's harder to convince mm-hmm. someone of whatever.
So a few things you can do, like if the thoughts are, I can't do this, or this is going to be too hard, or this is impossible, or whatever, you name it for you, you've got to get those thoughts to neutral. Like, hey, I'm going to give it my best effort. I'm not going to give up. I'm open to new possibility for myself. I'm open that this can be done. Because go look on LinkedIn. Go find somebody who's done it. Go find somebody who's had the work experience you've had and has made that pivot. So then you really have some concrete evidence. So then if they did it, I can do it. And be bold. Ask them some questions. Hey, looks like you've had a similar path as mine and you were able to achieve XYZ. How did you do it? Like, start looking, digging for evidence. If you really are some of these people who have to see it can be done to even believe it, then go ahead and look for the evidence.
But there is, I just want to remind everyone, it's a very important quote, okay? And the important quote goes, if you need to see it, if you need to see something before you believe it, you're always going to struggle to change. So that is just a fact. So, you know, it's good to find the evidence, but just know, try to not do that, right? Because people that need to see it physically before they can believe it typically struggle with change, which is,
It's kind of like a slippery slope, right? We're gathering evidence. We want to have evidence to be able to work with our minds and have supportive evidence. But yeah, in general, if you have a vision for your life, you have to know every single thing about the plan before you can move forward. Yeah, you'll struggle to change.
So a part of doubt is how you feel about yourself. Regardless of what you're going through, career search, starting a job, you're learning leadership and development, you're having stress with your teams or whatever, okay? One way to make it easier to mitigate this is to live a healthy lifestyle. You know, we talk about this a lot too, but the reality is, hey, if you don't regularly exercise, eat a halfway decent diet, get the sleep you need, right? Practice mindfulness, meditate, hey, or other stress relief, playing basketball, tennis, pickleball, whatever, and avoiding alcohol most of the time, it's going to be easier to work that self-doubt. Okay.
Nobody wants to hear that.
No one wants to hear it. But the reality is this: if we don't have confidence inside that we're like taking care of ourselves, we care about ourselves, we want ourselves to do well, it's going to make self-doubt even.
Because your standards are going to be low, and that this is the lowest hanging fruit, right? So now you don't need all these. It's the lowest hanging fruit to change some of your daily lifestyle habits. That's the lowest hanging fruit to improve your mindset about yourself.
Another hack is I try to make sure I am controlling my environment. So Christina said we need a way to consistently reframe thoughts, right? So, you know, we have a thought and how can we bring it to neutral, positive. One of the things that I do is my office. It drives Christina a little crazy. I have like so much stuff in my office. And she was like, we are a minimalist family, right? We want it minimalist and clean and nice stuff. But then I just pile all of my awards.
You're bringing me to the dark side. I'm starting to like display.
Good. So I just in my office, hey, I have like all of my stuff from the military, just my degrees hanging up and a bunch of stuff just hanging everywhere. Probably, hey, I've got too much stuff on the wall. What I do is when I'm having these moments, because they come up frequently for me too. Everyone's asked me, how are you so confident all the time? I'm like, we demand ourselves to be confident. That is the easiest answer I can give you, right? But when I'm feeling those type of ways, which I do frequently, I'm human, I stop for a sec, look at everything that I've already overcome. I look at being deployed overseas, I look at this stressful situation, that one, and this one, and this one, and then by the time I get all of these memories, I'm like, this is a piece of cake compared to that.
Yeah, so you can imagine how hard it is for me when I have like a little tiny fear and one you would want to talk to has been to an actual war. It's like, okay, I guess my situation's not that
bad. But hey, you've gone through hard times in your life.
And you've always...
Did you forget about them?
And if you are alive with a pulse right now, I'm assuming that you have made it some very tough seasons and you're still standing. So you have evidence, right? You guys have evidence. They're on your resumes. I see them. I see your achievements. I see what you've done.
So as we wrap up, we kind of want to recap, right? Number one, everyone deals with it. Accept it. You have to, right? Challenge those negative thoughts. What evidence do you have besides yourself? Say like, hey, the only evidence I can gather is not dependent on me for this. Would you be able to prove it in a court of law? Okay. Get with others on the same journey as you, right? What are you trying to accomplish? Try to get with others that are going through the same experiences.
Yesterday was our community wins call where we got our entire community together. And wow, guys, like, okay, so we celebrated 100 interviews over the course of 7 days, and then it was 10 like offers, 11 offers, probably more. Not everybody submits their stuff, but you want to talk about some massive evidence and then some amazing people to be around. Again, execupgrades.com/podcast if you want to have a phone call about how to get into a mastermind full of people on this same journey. Get around winners, get around people committed to this, get around people that are doing these big things. But that community, I wanted to pause there for a second. It's so powerful. One of my favorite clients, this is funny. She's, Mary. She won't care. Mary won't care talking about her. But she got her job offer. She's been super committed to overcoming self-doubt, by the way. Conversation week over week in my calls. Like, I've just seen her do it. Coming in defeated, uncertain, insecure, and just plagued by and debilitated by self-doubt. Now, being like super in her power, telling her story about this job offer, exactly how it happened.
Can't believe she was thinking what she was thinking before.
Just can't believe it. So this massive just life transformation, because again, if you can believe it, it's not just about the job search tactics and strategies along the way. It's who you become throughout that process that makes this community so fabulous. And she actually said to the community what I always want to say, but I don't, because I, own the dang thing and I got to be politically correct. But she said to the audience or to the group, if you're thinking that there's a problem with the program, understand that the problem is you. I had to mute my microphone, guys, because I was laughing because not, and again, like I was telling everybody, nothing is perfect. And I know this isn't for everybody, but I do know for a fact that you aren't getting the results that you want, it's typically due to lack of action or giving in too much self-doubt. So I was so glad that you said that. And everybody still stayed on and listened. But get around people, guys, that are doing the same thing. Yeah. And probably you need to cut out some other people that are feeding the self-doubt and the negative thought loops. Because trust me,
which could be your family,
the media, society, family, friends, colleagues, your neighbor, stranger on the street, it's all design. Because I think I'm crazy. I'm like, society is designed to drag you down. I'm one of those people. But it's all, you're surrounded by all these people that decided to give up. I can almost promise you that. You're surrounded by people that decided to give up. And those people want you to be the same version of you. So they're comfortable, because once you become a different version of you, it makes them uncomfortable. So you just got to be careful. You got to be careful.
Well, here's another thing too. We meet a lot of people, right? So a lot of people, it's always the market's bad, right? Like up market, down market, doesn't matter.
People really panicked the other day.
The market's bad. And then what happens is, if I'm saying the market's bad and I'm starting to like doubt myself, doubt my ability, and I'm looking for like stuff to blame, I say the market's bad. I call Christina. Did you see what happened about the market? And then Christina's like, yeah, oh my God, it's so bad. And then like, see how this. You need people in your life that could be like, hey, you need to go get yours regardless of the market, right? So that's very important. What we didn't talk about is, who are you surrounding yourself when you have these self-doubts? Are you communicating and talking to people that want to feed it in and be like a shoulder to cry on? I mean, sure, you need that, but that's not going to help your situation. You're only going to feed more into that. So you need people that can tell you how it is, right? Because that's really what a good friend does. Right?
That is what a good friend does. Anybody who really cares about you, they're going to care about your success and your targets. That's just the truth. And it's a difficult situation to navigate sometimes when you realize the people that you love the most aren't really aligned.
Well, think about this. Your job is to protect you.
Yeah.
It's to protect you. And it's okay. And it's okay. And it's okay. Sorry, but that's just not how successful people operate in life. I know if you're listening to this, you are a successful person. Successful people, hey, they make it happen. They stand up to fear, right? They have to make tough decisions in your role, right? And most importantly, they don't give excuses.
I had to text him the other day. I was like, what happened? I said, what happened in the stock market and in the media that has everybody spooked? Because I was getting all these messages and comments, and he's like, it was just a dip, fake news, whatever. I'm like, okay, awesome, moving on. Because again, guys, you can only control what you can control anyway. So even if your worst nightmare is actually coming to you in real life, what are you going to do about it? You have to move forward.
Let's go back to CRO thing, and then we got a question from the audience. Back to the CRO example, right? Let's say it's the worst market ever. Let's say we're in COVID, stocks crash, the market's going crazy. You can't tell me that there's not one company that wants to significantly increase their sales and you can't do it.
What was the number on the Inc. 5000 yesterday? That company, 15.5 billion or something?
There's a government IT services company that did $15.5 billion in the past 36 months.
Target the Inc. 5000 list, okay? Because there are innovative, huge leaders out there. Like,
a good place to target. So, hey, the question from the audience, and by the way, the last thing we had is, hey, you have to maintain a healthy lifestyle and control your environment. So we have a question from someone viewing on LinkedIn. It says, LinkedIn user, sorry, it doesn't show your name. I've been managing all the functions of a healthcare compliance officer, but at a director level. I'm pretty confident in my ability to take the next step from a small to mid-sized firm. How do I demonstrate that in a resume? Best advice. Go get a resume. We are the worst people at writing about ourselves. The worst.
Not ECU.
You could be.
Us as individuals.
Yeah, you could be. Yes, our story. Even, it's kind of like, you know, even great writers out there, when they have to write about themselves, they're like, So, hey, hire a professional writer. The problem I want to say, and hey, we write them, go to executive grade. We'll come back to this podcast. But the reality is this. Every one of you listening to this, are you ready? You all have a resume written by a resume writer. Okay. And you paid $300, $500. Some of you paid someone at Harvard $2,000 for a resume. Well, now what? So I will tell you whoever that is, right? Is you, if you could, you know, I'd recommend just, hey, go do that. But that isn't going to solve your problem. Even if you have the best resume writer in the world, right, who highlights your accomplishments and achievements, everyone who listens to this podcast, that's another takeaway I want to do right now. If you were in a job search, every single person has paid someone for an optimized resume. There is no perfect magical resume that's going to go to the top of the list. And, you know, anyone who says that is like deceptive. It's just not true. It's not accurate, right? So just find, you know, a company like ours who has good reviews, but just remember, your resume should be a guide when you're in the conversation. It's not going to get you interviews at your level. If you're like, you know, trying to be a compliance officer at a mid-sized, I guarantee you, hey, your resume is not going to get you that. You have to get in front of people that can hire you. You have to be that chief revenue officer during that down market who's getting a hold of companies that are still experiencing fast growth. Because, you know, it's funny, during COVID, were all companies down? Supply chain was doing pretty well, right?
Yeah,
supply
chain. Not all.
Yeah, Amazon was doing pretty well. So, hey, where's the opportunity?
We did pretty well.
We did pretty well.
Well, I blew up.
Yeah, well, we have year-over-year growth because we're committed to, you know, bringing in people that have already been there and done that and listening to advice. But you see what I'm saying?
But if we would have given into doubt and fear and what the, you know, media and what people were saying,
we would have closed up shop.
Stopped and it, we,
well, I guess no one's hiring.
No one's hiring.
Yeah. So, hey, if you think it is, what area isn't up right now for that CRO? But either way, back to this is you have to get in front of people that can actually hire you. That is the only way you're going to get hired at the executive level.
We can help with the resume. Just go, but you do want to book a call with our team.
But
and understand how to use the resume. Do you learn how to use the resume? How to optimize your personal brand on LinkedIn? Yes.
Yes.
execupgrades.com/podcast. Learn more about that and why the resume does not get you the interview. Mm-hmm. It is now easy. And there's, you know, there's a lot of writers out there. And probably great writers, but not necessarily able to pull out measurable, you know, achievements, numbers, data that illustrate really quickly your skill set. So Tim's not saying just any writer, by the way. Okay, it's somebody who has a track record of success with helping directors and executives land roles. Because anybody can write. I can sit down and type you up. beautiful, especially using
chat. You are a good writer. I could,
but I would be missing so many key points that the decision maker needs to hear. How many people, like the other day, we had somebody that, you know, after having a conversation with our resume writer, was like, oh, I realize that 65 people are indirectly reporting to me and I only have 5. But we uncovered what they actually do. There's a lot more information.
How you position it.
Keep that in mind. That's all branding, guys. And branding is not just for business owners, it's for individuals that make a lot of money in their job.
All right. Well, hey, until next week, everyone, thanks for tuning in to the Executive Upgrades Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
That's good.